There's about a dozen actors and their director standing on a stage in a circle. They're doing stretches and vocal warm-ups and tongue twisters.
You know you need unique New York.
You know you need unique New York.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
These actors are all inmates, and they're inside the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility. It's about 10 miles south of Ann Arbor. As part of the Shakespeare in Prison program, they're practicing for The Tempest. Later this summer, they're going to perform the play for inmates and staff in the prison's small auditorium.
And I, thy Caliban, for I thy foot licker,
give me thy hand. I do begin to have bloody thoughts.
Franny Shepherd Bates runs the program. She's instructing three actors on stage. And in this scene, they stumble upon some glittery, possibly enchanted clothing.
Think about what you would do physically, right?
So she's talking with an actor named Janetta, and prison policy will only let me identify inmates by their first name. Janetta had been standing really far away from the other actors, but Shepherd Bates tells her to get up close, right in the other actors' faces.
Well, next time, do that, right?
Yeah.
And if I was up on them, I'd be knocking the clothes back out of their hands.
Maybe.
Well, a little bit, only because I got one agenda.
Exactly. You're on a
Janetta says as a kid, she'd heard about Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet, but she'd never read Shakespeare.
Growing up, I wasn't exposed to many opportunities. I did a lot of running the streets and dealing with the wrong people. And when you come here and you say, well, this is not the result I want in life.
So she's taking this class, along with other classes the prison offers, to figure out what she might be able to pursue when she gets out. One student who's changed big time is Elfrida. She's known for having some strong opinions that she expresses about the play.
In the way that sometimes it makes other people feel as though what they're saying is unimportant, which is not my intent.
Basically, Elfrida would cut off other people or say things that seem confrontational during rehearsal, and that made the others feel uncomfortable. So Shepherd Bates spoke with Elfrida privately and with the group, and Elfrida heard what they had to say.
When I sit back sometimes and I, you know, receive, like, the feedback from the other ladies once we run into a situation like that and they feel as though I'm making what they're saying feel less important, it kind of, like, make me meditate and readjust how I express myself.
And she has changed the way that she expresses herself.
Shepherd Bates says this new skill has made things run more smoothly, and it's helping Elfrida be a better communicator. And Shepherd Bates says Shakespeare made this change possible because she says performing Shakespeare is a team sport and you've got to work together. The actors say they're also learning from the characters in The Tempest. Lisa plays the lead, Prospero. She says Shakespeare's characters are flawed yet good.
My particular character starts off very angry and very vengeful. And then by the end of the play, he realizes that he needs to give up the anger and the thoughts of revenge and move towards love. And I think his transformation is somewhat parallel to what a lot of us go through. We have to give up anger. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive other people. We have to, just really learn and focus on try to move on. And that's not easy in a place like this.
Another inmate put it this way. Shakespeare takes these flawed characters and makes poetry from their stories. She says she's made mistakes, but she's starting to see that she can make something beautiful out of her life. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.